Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week we're talking about appreciating the simple things. You know, last week one of my ears got plugged up for just like a day or two, and I literally could hardly hear out of my left ear. Thankfully, it was fine, not a problem, but I gotta tell you, it was kind of tough for those few days, and it got me thinking about something that, of course, I know about, I write about, I talk about, I wrote a whole book about focusing on the good stuff, but a lot of times I think in life when something simple but important gets impacted or goes away, like in my case last week, one of my ears getting plugged up, it had me stop and really think about the fact that I don't appreciate something simple like my hearing or lots of other simple things in life. You know, today is actually the second day of a 9-day cleanse that Michelle, my wife, and I are doing. And the first two and the last 2 days of the cleanse essentially are a fast. You know, we drink this cleanse drink, but we're not actually eating food, which is quite an interesting experience if you've never experienced it. Oh, talk about an interesting physical, emotional, mental, and even spiritual journey. And as I'm sitting here today recording this, I'm very much appreciating food and missing food at the moment and really looking forward to eating food tomorrow. But, you know, it's simple things like that that we don't often take the time to appreciate until they're taken away. And it's not the only way that we can appreciate stuff, but man, it can really be a great wake-up call. You know, I think of one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite movies of all time, Good Will Hunting. You probably saw the movie, but just in case you missed it, it came out, I don't know, about 12, 13 years ago. Matt Damon plays a young, brilliant, but somewhat troubled young man, and Robin Williams plays his therapist. And in one of the therapy sessions, Robin Williams says to Matt Damon, "You'll have bad times. Everybody does. They'll just wake you up to all the good stuff you weren't paying attention to." And I think that phenomenon is so true for so many of us, especially when things get challenging. But what if we took the time to really appreciate the simple things? And when I say simple, I don't always necessarily mean easy. And some of the most simple things in our life are actually really the biggest things we can think about. I mean, take something as another physical example of just being able to walk, assuming we have that ability, which most of us do. Being able to blink our eyes, being able to move our finger when we want to, being able to get up, walk out of our house or office, get into an automobile that we own or at least make payments on and drive somewhere because we want to. Having freedoms that we have. Does this mean that everything in our life is perfect? No. Does this mean we don't have issues and challenges? No, not at all. And in fact, some of us may have some serious issues and challenges. But what if we could and had the ability and the consciousness and the awareness to, on a regular basis, in a genuine way, not just like a cliche, not just like a good idea, not just, oh yeah, I should do more of that, but for real, to appreciate the simple things. You know, a number of years ago, someone said, or I read somewhere, I don't even remember where it came up, but I heard this idea of how we could transform our lives in an instant. And it was said that there were two components of it. Number one was to be easily impressed. You know, easily impressed with people, with situations, with things, with life, just like in a state of wonder, excitement, and noticing all the incredible, miraculous things that take place on a daily basis. And really acknowledging that with enthusiasm. And the second aspect of it was to be difficult to offend. You know, like really difficult to offend. Like it'll take a lot. A really, really big deal to offend me, to upset me, to bother me. And, you know, as simple of a concept as that was when I first heard it, I remember thinking, wow, you know, most of us, definitely me, often have that flipped upside down. It's very difficult to impress us. It takes a lot. It takes something really remarkable, extraordinary to get our attention, whether it's with another person or just in life in general or something about ourselves, because we love to constantly focus on things not being good enough, if you will. And we're often really easy to offend. We get offended by all kinds of stuff. People look at us wrong. They say something weird. You know, we take things personally that aren't personal. We get upset about parking places and the weather and, the economy and all kinds of stuff that even if it's a big deal or has an impact, it's like we take it personal. We get offended by things or upset easily by things. So what if we could do that? Be easily impressed. Imagine how that would impact your life. Imagine how that would allow you to address some of the real challenges, some of the real concerns in your life. So here's a simple exercise. And it's something that you've probably done before. If you've read my book, Focus on the Good Stuff, I talk about it in there. If you've heard me speak, I mention some version of this often, but it's a great practice, a regular practice that you can do right this moment. So stop for a moment as you're listening to this and take some inventory of some simple things that you can appreciate in your life right now. I'll do it right here just as an example. So I'm sitting here in my office and I appreciate that I have an office, that the electricity works here, that I've learned how to use this very simple audio technology so I can communicate with you this way. I appreciate my ability to speak. I appreciate the trees outside and the car that just drove by my office. I appreciate that it's safe where I am. I appreciate the sky and know that even the clouds today and the rain unseasonably late in the season here is good for the grass and the plants and the trees and all of the living creatures. I appreciate the altar that's here in my office that has both my books on it and an old baseball from back when I was playing and a number of things that were given to me right before I got married by some of the important men in my life. I appreciate the fact that my body works and feels healthy. I mean, there's so many things. I could go on and on and on about some of the simple things to appreciate in this moment. There was a book that came out a number of years ago, and it's written by a man named Ilan Shamir, I think I'm saying his name right, called A Thousand Things Went Right Today. And I heard about his work a number of years ago from a friend of mine. I think she took one of his workshops or became familiar with something that he had put together. But I love that idea. A thousand things went right today. Think of all the things that have had to come together in a miraculous, beautiful, and positive way for you to be sitting here right now listening to the sound of my voice. The fact that you're healthy, that your ears can hear this, that you made it to work or in front of your computer or to wherever you are happening to listen to this in a safe way, that all the lights turned green, that the cars all worked, that the structure, the building that you're in is intact, the chair you're sitting in, the audio device that you're, the amplifying device that allows you to listen to this, whatever. I mean, that your email worked, that it came in, that you clicked it. I mean, it's on and on and on. It's almost ridiculous when we start to really delve into it. But as a personal practice, as a spiritual practice, if you will, what if we expanded our capacity on a daily basis to really appreciate all the simple things, or at least as many of them as possible, and get excited about them, remind ourselves and others about them, and do it in a genuine way, not to distract us from things that may not be going so well necessarily, but to put us back in touch with one of the most important and powerful energies in all of creation, if you will, the power of appreciation, the power of gratitude. And there's an endless amount of things for us to appreciate, even simple things, and especially simple things, that if we can do that and remember to do that and remind others to do that, it can dramatically impact and ultimately transform our lives. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.